Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show, presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini. This is the perfect show if you're interested in mind mastery for the purpose of life mastery. Each episode shares knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you'll be able to use to further develop your self-governing executive function, which is really the key to truly mastering your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator. He's an internationally published author, and he's also a polymath with over 49 years of extensive research across multiple disciplines. And that makes him the perfect guide to help you to master and empower all areas of your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains that if you need extrinsic motivation to remind you to do what you say is important, it's likely not that important. Taking the time to identify your highest value, your primary objective or telos, is therefore crucial in living a meaningful and fulfilling life. A quick side note before we get started, all the links or downloads mentioned in the presentation are available for you to access in the podcast description underneath this episode. And if you're new to the show and you'd love to be notified of the next episode, now is the perfect time to follow the show. So get your pen and paper ready or set up your digital note taker and let's get started with Dr. DeMartini's latest presentation, The Telos, Your Highest Calling to Serve and Achieve. Enjoy.
This topic is very significant because the telos, according to the ancient philosopher Aristotle, was an inherent purpose behind all things. Aristotle believed that every single thing had some sort of purpose to its design. And, you know, not all scientists believe that. There are people that believe it's a telos, and there's people that don't believe there's a telos, but I certainly believe that each individual has something that truly is fulfilling, meaningful, and inspiring, that is highest in their priority, that's most valuable to their life, that they can go and fulfill. And theologians have called it the calling. Business people have called it the métier. Napoleon Hill called it the chief aim. One of my mentors, Ed Tolleson, called it the primary objective. It's got hundreds of names, but it is the thing that gives you the most fulfillment in life. It's the path of self-actualization. But this telos, when I start studying about the concept of a telos and the study of teleology, which is a study of purpose and meaning in life, I found out is Aristotle's final cause. It's like the ultimate objective that a human being has in their life. Everything is a means to that end. It's the end in mind. It's the primary objective, if you will. And everybody has something that is most important to them. And I've been, for the last 43, 44 years, I've been teaching people and discussing about human values as the very foundation of human drives. And unquestionably, every human being has a set of priorities, a set of values, those things that are most important to least important in their life that are unique to them, like fingerprints. And whatever's highest on the value, on the list of values that they hold, whether they be raising a beautiful family and children, or whether it's running a business or learning and educating and being a scholar or being an athlete or being a theologian and being dedicated to some sort of spiritual quest, or possibly building wealth or whatever it may be, just building a business. Whatever it is that's deeply important to you, the most important thing, the very highest priority in your life is the telos. That's why the study of values, which you see and hear me talking about regularly, and this topic is so important, because the hierarchy of your values dictates your destiny, and whatever's highest on your value is the telos. So that's what you want to write first, that your highest value is the telos. It is the most important, most meaningful, most inspiring, most fulfilling, highest priority, most powering aspect that you could pursue in life. It's the most fulfilling thing, because as you go down the list of values, things that are lower on value aren't as fulfilling. The thing at the highest is the highest fulfillment. So if you want to maximize fulfillment in life, filling full your mind and having the most fulfillment in life, it's pursuing that and structuring your life in a way that you're getting to fulfill what's most meaningful. Most people have a Monday morning blues, a Wednesday hump days, a thank God it's Fridays, a week friggin' ends, and are doing something that's not inspiring to them, and then want to take a break and want to take a vacation and want to retire and want to escape to go do something that they think is meaningful. And they got a schizophrenic life and they build momentum making money and then they blow it over here and spend it and they're back into zero again. And they don't really get ahead and actually build momentum by doing something that's truly meaningful to them and getting remunerated for that. Doing what you love, loving what you do, and getting handsomely paid or beautifully paid to do it. You know, I've asked the question, what is it I would absolutely love to do? How do I get beautifully and handsomely paid to do it? What are the highest priority action steps I can do today to make that happen? What obstacles might I run into and how do I solve in advance? What worked and what didn't work today? How do I do it more effectively and efficiently tomorrow? And how did, no matter what happened to me, how is it helping me fulfill that highest value? That's a mastery path. And asking those quality questions gives you a quality life. But knowing what that highest value is one of the crucial things. And because I've seen that for the last 44 years, I put on my website as a complimentary offer, a way of doing and determining what that is. So if you've never been to my website and gone to the value determination process, it's free, it's private, and it's something I guarantee it's worth doing. It's eye-opening. It's a 13 questionnaire that I've developed over the years, studying the axiology, which is a study of values, to help you discern what really is most important. What is that metier? What is that purpose in life? What is that telos? Because the highest value is an expression. That's the key to it. It's your highest value that allows you to access what Immanuel Kant said is the transcendental nominal state of awareness. Most people live in a phenomenal world where they live by their senses and fooled by the extrinsic world and don't access and live by design. They live by responsibility, duty, and default, but they don't live by design. And they're dystelic instead of, in a sense, telic in their life. And there's no reason why you have to be following around the herd and be subordinate to the crowd and minimize yourself to others and sacrifice for many when you can do something that's deeply meaningful and serve the people. You can either be a follower of a crowd or you can be a leader of the crowd. The leader of the crowd finds their telos and does what they love and does it in a way that serves vast numbers of people and they make their mark in the world. Otherwise, they fit in and become diluted into the crowd. As Ernest Becker says in his Denial of Death, that's the key, is not having a collective hero, but to actually being the individual hero yourself, not sitting there subordinating to the world around you and thinking that somebody externally are going to be the heroes and being part of the football game or being part of the religion or something that makes you worship something on the outside, but actually realize that all that is inside you. Nothing's missing in you. And you can live by your telos and fulfill something amazing and do something more extraordinary in your life. So I'm a firm believer in identifying what that is. So please go on my website. Go and do that value determination process. It's free. It's private. And do it again. And do it again. Because sometimes you'll lie to yourself the first time you do it. You'll write down what you wish it would be, hope it will be, the answers, what you think it should be according to what everybody else is expecting and fear of rejection. And you won't be honest with yourself about what your life demonstrates is truly, truly a meaningful to you. But identifying what that is crucial if you want to master your life. Your highest value, the very thing that's most important to you, is the thing you spontaneously are inspired from within to do. You don't need motivation. If you need motivation to remind you to do what you say is important, it ain't important. But when you find that one telos, that highest value, the key to fulfillment and purpose, you don't need to be motivated. I don't need to be motivated to do what I do, research, write, travel, and teach. I may need to be motivated to do anything else, but I don't do that. I delegate that. Anytime you're doing something that's highest on your values, your telos, you grow in self-worth, you expand your space and time horizons, you end up having more resilience and adaptability and use stress instead of distress. You maximize your physiological and psychological potential. You end up doing more extraordinary things. You don't have hesitation because you're more neutral and objective and focused. You don't have the fear of loss of fantasies and fear of gain of nightmares. You're not distracted by impulses and instincts of a subcortical area of the brain. You're living in your executive function, which is a frontal cortex area, and you have self-governance and self-mastery. You see an inspired vision. These are all some of the things that emerge. And you're strategically planning, you execute plans with conciseness. Those individuals have the most certainty and they're the ones that rule. And it's the people who find out what their telos is and prioritize their life and delegate lower priority things and get on to doing what's really most important in life that liberate themselves from the life of mediocrity and the life of desperation, as Thoreau would say, and live a life of inspiration. I'm a firm believer that there's no reason why you can't do that. I've taken people of all different walks of life. And if they are willing to listen and willing to apply and willing to do what I share with them, they will get a result. But if they just have to do the work, and most people are looking for a quick fix. People who are not living by their highest values, they want a quick immediate gratification. And immediate gratification costs them their life. Long-term vision pays them an inspired life. And it's the people that have the telos, that know their telos and pursue their telos and live by priority and delegate the rest, that are actually the ones that build incremental momentum to great achievement. They lead their uniqueness on the planet, because the hierarchy of values is unique, and it's determining how you perceive, decide, and act. And by living by the highest one, you have the most potential. Your thalamus has a gating mechanism, a filtering mechanism in the pulvinar region, that it filters out all of reality and gives you a very selective attention on the things that's most important, so you can maximize your potential in life and not be overwhelmed by the infinity of distraction that surrounds you. By being focused on the telos, the highest value, you give yourself permission to shine, not shrink, to radiate outward and expand instead of gravitate inward and contract, to have a broad-minded where it's neutral and loving and appreciative instead of something narrow-minded and rigid and black and white and fundamental. You give yourself permission to do something extraordinary, not ordinary. And that's why going on the website, and please doing that. You know, I teach a course called The Breakthrough Experience. One of the things I do in there is I have people go through that value determination, get clear about what it is, make all the distinctions so they can realize when they're being distracted by their fantasies and get clear about what that is, and start structuring a life around that. Then I teach them the DeMartini method in that program, where I have them show them how to take all those distractions in the past that are stored in the subconscious mind and dissolve them. So the superconscious mind is able to do its job, which is the calling, the telos. When you live by the highest value, you wake up your superconscious mind. When you try to live by lower values, because you're trying to fit in and please everybody on the outside and not be authentic to yourself for fear of rejection, you end up living in lower values. You devalue yourself. And in the process of doing it, you lose your sight of your purpose. The subcortical areas of the brain don't live with vision. And because they lost their vision, they don't flourish. But the people who live by their highest values, that area of the brain lights up the back of the occipital region, and the visual associative areas are coming online, and you can see your vision. And those with the vision, they tend to flourish. So the people that find their telos are the visionaries. They're the unborrowed visionaries, the unborrowed people that have a mission to fulfill in life. And you see people that are on a mission. You see them. They're the Elon Musk. They say, let's go to Mars. And the Amazon Jeep Bezos that are going out and creating something that's a massive company. They're doing something extraordinary. You have something amazing inside you that's surfacing the second you access your telos. Every time you do something that's high in your value, you tend to walk your talk. You have integrity. You have congruency. You tend to have certainty. You don't have emotions. You tend to have an objective, clear, balanced, oriented thinking process. And you liberate yourself from the emotional baggages. When you're in your amygdala and the lower centers and you're living in lower values, you tend to be, because of the unfulfillment, you look for immediate gratification to compensate for it. And that immediate gratification, that consumerism, which makes you buy other people's brands instead of build your own and pay overpriced, which keeps you in debt. And then that keeps you in the same stuckville. You don't want to be sitting there letting your compulsions and impulses and immediate gratifying addictive behavior stop you from something extraordinary, using all that energy to do something that's deeply meaningful and purposeful, because the telos is your purpose in life. I have people that come up to me and say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. All we have to do is look at what your values and your life demonstrates that you spontaneously do every day that nobody has to remind you to do. The only reason people don't honor it is because they're comparing themselves to other people, thinking, oh, it should be this. Oh, I'm not like them. Oh, I admire them. I wish I was like that. And they envy other people and try to imitate other people. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. You don't want to live and try to be second at being somebody else. You want to be first at being you. You don't want to live in the shadows of people. You want to be standing on the shoulders of giants. You don't want to be sitting there putting people on pedestals or pits. You want to put people in your hearts and be of service to people, doing something that's meaningful to you that you can't wait to get up in the morning and do. The highest value is the thing you can't wait to get up in the morning and do, and you do it spontaneously. And when you can't wait to get up and be of service to people, people can't wait to get your service. That's why the telos is so important. That's why I'm doing this little presentation to remind you of how important it is to do it, and why I ask you to come either to the Breakthrough Experience and let me actually take you through it and show you how to dissolve the baggage and the subconscious stored stuff that distracts you and get on with superconscious awareness, or go and do the value determination process on the website. So you can just do that, at least do that, and then come to the Breakthrough. That way I can have more time with you and make a difference. I've shown people how to do this, and I've watched what happens to people's life when they get clear about what it is that they're called to do. But many people are comparing themselves to others instead of comparing their daily actions to their own dreams. And that's why they hold themselves back. That's why they are not recognizing their genius and their capacities to create.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
So the highest value, if you look at what you fill your space with, you look at what you spend your time on most, you look at where you're most energized, you look at where you spend all your money mostly, you look at what you are most organized in, most disciplined in, what is it you think about most that you would love to have come true, that you show evidence of coming true? What are you visualizing most and show evidence of coming true? What are you talking to yourself about most? What do you talk to others about most? What inspires you and brings tears to your eyes? And what's common to the people who inspire you? What is it that you have as goals that are perseverant and consistent that you make come true? And what is it you can't wait to get up and learn? If you look carefully at those questions, they're on my website. They're free. They're private. Take advantage of it. Go through there and answer it honestly. And it'll follow through and go through a step-by-step process to discern what's really priority to you and find out what that is and determine it. And then you want to ask yourself the simple question, how and what is the highest priority action I can do today to fulfill that? And start living by priority. If you're not filling your day with the highest priority actions that inspire you, your day is going to fill up with low priority distractions that don't. If you don't take command and live your life by design, again, you're going to live by default. And if you don't fill your day and life with how you want it, it's going to fill up with opportunistic expressions of other people's demands on you. And you'll say and come up with excuses. As long as you think that things on the outside are causing your problems, as long as you think that things on the outside are going to save you from the problems, you haven't found your telos. The telos allows you to be intrinsically driven and to take command of your perception, decisions, and actions in life. It's not what happens out there. It's what you decide to do with what happens out there. Because I guarantee everybody has the same amount of hours, and some people do extraordinary things and some don't. It's not the hours that you have. It's not the experiences that you have. You can use those as being victims of history, or you can become master of destiny. But when you live by your highest values, your brain automatically sees whatever happens as feedback, homeostatic feedback to do something extraordinary. But when you live in lower values, you see things as frustration and you label things success and failures. And if you think you're successful and you get proud, you fear the loss of that. If you think you're failure, and you, then you think you fear the gain of that. So you end up with fear and fright instead of actually futility of fuel for utility. If you live in futility and not utility, you're not contributing and serving and having the rewards of fulfillment with sustainable fair exchange with people that you can serve. It's actually filling your day with challenges that serve the world, problems in the world that you can solve that you would love to take care of. If you do, and finding that, that's the path of meaning. And the difference between the animal and the human is the humans can find meaning. Aristotle said that any excess or deficiency, which are the vices, can be brought into the golden mean to make meaning. And in my breakthrough experience, people, I show how to take whatever happens in your life and extract meaning out of it and fuel out of it so you can live by your telos. Your telos is, again, the expression of your highest value. Identifying that is so crucial. I identified that when I was 17, and I've been focused on that for literally 50 years almost. And in the process of doing that, I'm now going to do exactly what I dreamed about doing. And I'm absolutely certain I can show you how to do that in the Breakthrough Experience by doing the value determination, these little classes I do every week. Everything that I'm doing in every program, every webinar, every podcast, everything that I do is for that objective, to help everyone who's listening to do something extraordinary with their life. You deserve to do exactly what it is that you feel your metier and your calling is. I believe that when you do, your human will matches divine will. Your predestination matches your master plan. You're now in zone, on tune and target and on time with your zone of possibilities. And then giving yourself permission to do that is what I want you to be able to do, because there's that way you can say thank you in your life. You don't have regrets when you live by your highest value. You have regrets when you try to live in a fantasy world about, you know, trying to be somebody you're not and running into snags. Everything in the universe is like an intelligence of the universe, a panpsychic intelligence, if you want to call it that. Everything in your physiology, psychology, sociology, and even theology is all weaving around and trying to help you become authentic. The most magnificent you is the authentic you, and the authentic you is the one that's expressing your highest value. Your ontological identity, your very essence of being, is the highest value. Your epistemological studies and where you have maximized your growth and awareness intellectually is in your highest value. Your teleological purpose, where your vocation is most profoundly empowered, is in your highest value. The highest value is why Aristotle made a study of it, because he saw that even in his times, the people who accessed that were the most productive individuals, had the most fulfillment and meaning in life. So I just want to go and share some of the ideas about how important the telos is. I know I spoke pretty fast, so I was very inspired by it. I did another program right before I got on this one, and I'm kind of revved up a bit. But I just know that if you go and listen to this more than once and listen carefully, maybe take some notes and go on my website and do the value determination price and come to the process and come to the breakthrough experience where I can actually work with you and show you how to narrow that down and structure your life and prioritize it and free yourself up. Because if you're doing low priority things, don't expect an empowered life. You can't have an inspired and fulfilled life doing low priority things. It's only going to occur by you learning the art of doing what it is you love to do, finding a way of making it where it serves people and it fills a need, to have a sustainable fair exchange where it generates an income in exchange, where you're remunerated for doing what you love, so you keep getting rewarded for doing what is inspiring to you, that's authentic, that is meaningful, where you excel and you have your competitive advantage because it's where your knowledge base is most, and then delegating all the other things to give job opportunities to other people and to free yourself up from, so you can do exactly what you love to do. So you can't wait to get up in the morning and be and do and have that. I'm a firm believer that's doable. I live that. I watch that happen with my students who apply it. And I'm certain that you can do the same. So please take advantage of what's online on my website and do that exercise and come to the breakthrough experience where I can personally help you on that journey, because that's what I love doing, helping people do something extraordinary with their lives. And I know that this little presentation is just a catalyst. Listen to it again and again. And please take advantage of this. I want to make this little offer. Free on-demand masterclass, finding meaning and purpose on the path to self-mastery, and take advantage of that, because I'm going to actually do a little private presentation online for you there that it will help you move forward on that. So go to the website, do the value determination process. If you know anybody else that's sitting lost and kind of crazed out and not knowing what they're doing and in a plateau and frustrated and not having the energy that they want and not feeling clarity of what they're doing and not making the income that they want, have them do the same thing. It will help them too. And it might just be the catalyst that makes a difference in their life. And if we help other people get what they want to get in life, we get what we want to get in life. So take advantage of that. Join me at the breakthrough experience. Make sure you go with the masterclass. And just know that there's no way you can hang out with me without having your mind start to think and expand. So I look forward to being with you next week again at my next little webinar. I hope you enjoyed today. Please take advantage of the masterclass. Go online. See you at the breakthrough experience. Make sure you live by your highest value. If you want to do something, when you value yourself, so does the world.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, please follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll be notified when we add the next episode. And if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website on www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on our blog, and there's also a free training page that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab on the homepage. You can also use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to dimartini.eng/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. Dimartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused and stay inspired.